You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello everyone, welcome to Day 91. We're continuing in the Book of Numbers, and I call this episode The Spoils of War, because after defeating the Midianites, the Israelites get to divide the rewards from their conquest. You know, and we talk about the book of Numbers and the use of numbers. Well, what better use of numbers than to count all the stuff you got from the war? We're talking donkeys, cattle, gold, silver, and even women. But of course, along with the division of spoils of war comes the division of land. And the tribes of Reuben and Gad have a conversation with Moses, and they kind of negotiate about whose land is going to where and what are the requirements going to be. And in this case, one of the requirements is, hey, you want the good land? You need to be in the front lines of the battle. So let's see how that negotiation goes in Numbers 32. We're also continuing in the book of Luke. And we saw Jesus casting out demons, even a legion of demons. And now we go back to Jesus, the healer. And people know he's a healer. He has this reputation. And so Jesus is now dealing with the demand that has been placed on him. And during this whole time, we get just a little glimpse of Herod. If you remember, Herod is the guy who cut off John the Baptist's head. Well, he's been hearing about Jesus, but he's a bit confused, because the people aren't really sure who Jesus is. That is, they don't really know or understand that he's the Son of God. They think he's just one of the prophets, or even John the Baptist brought back to life. And this concerns Herod.
If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started.
Numbers 31, 25 to 54. Then the Lord said to Moses,
"You, Eleazar the priest, and all the leaders should count all the prisoners, animals, and everything the soldiers took in war. Then divide these things between the soldiers who went to war and the rest of the Israelites. From the soldiers who went to war, take for the Lord one from every 500 items. This includes people, cattle, donkeys, and sheep. Take that share from the soldiers' half of the things they took in war. Then give these things to Eleazar the priest. That part will belong to the Lord. And then, from the people's half, take one thing for every 50 items. This includes people, cattle, donkeys, sheep, or any other animal. Give that share to the Levites, because they take care of the Lord's holy tent."
So Moses and Eleazar did what the Lord commanded Moses. The soldiers had taken 675,000 sheep, 72,000 cattle, 61,000 donkeys, and 32,000 women. These are only the women who had not had sex with any man. The soldiers who went to war got 337,500 sheep. They gave 675 sheep to the Lord. The soldiers got 36,000 cattle. They gave 72 cattle to the Lord. The soldiers got 30,500 donkeys. They gave 61 donkeys to the Lord. The soldiers got 16,000 women. They gave 32 women to the Lord. Moses gave all these gifts for the Lord to Eleazar the priest, as the Lord had commanded him. Then Moses counted the people's half. This was their share that Moses had taken from the soldiers who had gone to war. The people got 337,500 sheep, 36,000 cattle, 30,500 donkeys, and 16,000 women. Moses took one out of every 50 women and animals. He gave them to the Levites because they took care of the Lord's holy tent. Moses did this as the Lord had commanded. Then the leaders of the army, the commanders and the captains, came to Moses. They told Moses,
"We, your servants, have counted our soldiers. Not one of them was lost in battle. So we are bringing the Lord's gift from every soldier. We are bringing things that are made of gold, armbands, bracelets, rings, earrings, and necklaces. This gift to the Lord is to pay for our lives."
So Moses and Eleazar the priest accepted all these gold items from them. The gold that the commanders and captains gave to the Lord weighed almost 200 kilograms. The soldiers kept the rest of their share of the things they took in war. Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from the commanders and the captains. Then they put that gold in the meeting tent. This present was a reminder for the Lord to remember his people, Israel.
Numbers chapter 32. Tribes east of the Jordan River. The tribes of Reuben and Gad had many livestock. These people looked at the land near Jazer and Gilead. They saw that this land was good for their cattle. So the people from the tribes of Reuben and Gad came to Moses. They spoke to Moses, Eleazar the priest, and the leaders of the people. And they said,
"We, your servants, have many cattle, and the land that the Lord let the people of Israel capture is good land for cattle. This land includes the area around Ataroth, Dibon, Jazer, Nimrah, Heshbon, Elealeh, Sibma, Nebo, and beyond. If it pleases you, we'd like this land to be given to us. Don't make us cross to the other side of the Jordan River."
Moses told the people from the tribes of Reuben and Gad, "Will you let your brothers go and fight? Will you settle here? Why are you trying to discourage the Israelites? You will make them not want to cross the river, take the land that the Lord has given to them. Your fathers did the same thing to me. In Kadesh Barnea, I sent spies to look at the land. These men went as far as Eshcol Valley. They saw the land. They discouraged the Israelites. These men made the Israelites not want to go into the land that the Lord had given to them. The Lord became very angry with the people. He made this promise.
None of the people who came from Egypt and are 20 years old or older will be allowed to see this land. I made a promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I promised to give this land to these people, but they did not really follow me. Only Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, son of Nun, really followed the Lord.
The Lord is very angry with the Israelites, so he made them stay in the desert for 40 years. He made them stay there until all the people who had sinned against the Lord were dead. Now, you are doing the same thing that your fathers did. You sinful people, you want the Lord to be even more angry with his people? If you stop following the Lord, he will make Israel stay even longer in the desert. Then you will destroy all these people."
But the people from the tribes of Reuben and Gad came up to Moses and said,
"We will build cities for our children and pens for our animals here. Then our children will be safe behind the city walls, protected from the other people who live in this land. But we will gladly go first into battle ahead of the other Israelites. We will bring them to their land. We will not come back home until everyone in Israel has taken his part of the land. We will not take any of the land west of the Jordan River. No, our part of the land is east of the Jordan River."
So Moses told them, "If you do what you just said, this land will belong to you. Your soldiers must go first into battle in front of the Lord's holy box.
Your soldiers must be the first to cross the Jordan River in front of the Lord's presence until he forces the enemy to leave. After the Lord helps us all take the land, you can go back home. You will have done your duty for the Lord and for the rest of Israel, and the Lord will let you have this land. But if you don't do these things, you will be sinning against the Lord, and know for sure that you will be punished for your sin. Build cities for your children and pens for your sheep and goats, but then you must do what you promised.
Then the people from the tribes of Gad and Reuben said to Moses,
"We are your servants. You are our master, so we will do what you say. Our wives, children, and all the animals will stay in the cities of Gilead. But we, your servants, will cross the Jordan River. We will march before the Lord into battle, as our master said."
So Moses gave instructions about them to Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and all the leaders of the tribes of Israel. Moses said to them,
"The people of Gad and Reuben will cross the Jordan River. They will march before the Lord into battle. They will help you take the land, and you will give the land of Gilead as their part of the country. But if they do not cross the river with you, ready to fight, they will not be given any land on this side. They will get only a share of the land of Canaan with the rest of you."
The people of Gad and Reuben answered,
"We promise to do what the Lord commanded. We will cross the Jordan River and march before the Lord into the land of Canaan. And our part of the country is the land east of the Jordan River."
So Moses gave that land to the people of Gad, people of Reuben, and to the half of the tribe of Manasseh, Joseph's son. Their land included the kingdom of Sihon the Amorite, and the kingdom of King Og of Bashan, and all the cities around that area. The people of Gad rebuilt the cities of Dibon, Ataroth, Ararer, Atroth Shofan, Jezer, Jogbeha, Beth Nimrah, and Beth Haran. They rebuilt cities with strong walls and pens for their animals. The people of Reuben rebuilt Heshbon, Elealeh, Kiriathaim, Nebo, Baal-Meon, and Sibmah. They used the names of the cities that they rebuilt, but they changed the names of Nebo and Baal-Meon. People from Machir's family group went to Gilead. Machir was Manasseh's son. They defeated the city. They defeated the Amorites who lived there. So Moses gave Gilead to Machir from the tribe of Manasseh, and his family settled there. Jair from the family of Manasseh defeated the small towns there. Then he called them towns of Jair. Noba defeated Kenath and the small towns near it, and he called that place by his own name.
Luke chapter 8, verses 40 to 56. When Jesus went back to Galilee, the people welcomed him. Everyone was waiting for him. A man named Jairus came to him. He was a leader of the synagogue. He had only one daughter. She was 12 years old, and she was dying. So Jairus fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house. While Jesus was going to Jairus' house, the people crowded all around him. A woman was there who had been bleeding for 12 years. She had spent all her money on doctors, but no doctor was able to heal her. The woman came behind Jesus and touched the bottom of his coat. At that moment, her bleeding stopped. Then Jesus said, "Who touched me?" They all said they had not touched him, and Peter said,
"Master, people are all around you, pushing against you."
But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I felt power go out from me." When the woman saw that she could not hide, she came forward, shaking. She fell to the ground before Jesus. While everyone listened, she explained why she had touched him. Then she said that she had been healed immediately when she touched him. Jesus said to her, "My daughter,
you are made well because you believe. Go in peace. While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of the synagogue leader and said,
your daughter has died. There is no need to bother the teacher anymore.
When Jesus heard this, he said to Jairus, don't be afraid. Just believe. Your daughter will be well. Jesus went to the house. He let only Peter, John, James, and the girl's father and mother go inside with him. Everyone was crying and feeling sad because the girl was dead. But Jesus said, don't cry. She is not dead. She is only sleeping. The people laughed at him because they knew that the girl was dead. But Jesus held her hand and called to her, stand up, my child. Her spirit came back into her, and she stood up immediately. Jesus said, give her something to eat. The girl's parents were amazed. He told them not to tell anyone about what had happened. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 9. Jesus called his 12 apostles together. He gave them power to heal sicknesses and power to force demons out of people. He sent them to tell about God's kingdom and to heal the sick. He said to them, take nothing for your trip. Don't take a walking stick, a bag, food, or money. Take only the clothes you are wearing. When you go into a house, stay there until it is time to leave. If the people in the town will not welcome you, go outside the town and shake the dust off your feet as a warning to them. The apostles left and went from town to town. They told the good news and healed people everywhere. Herod, the ruler, heard about all these things that were happening. He was confused because some people said,
John the Baptizer has risen from death.
Others said,
Elijah has come to us.
And some others,
one of the prophets from long ago has risen from death.
Herod said,
I cut off John's head. So who is this man I hear these things about?
Herod continued trying to see Jesus. Psalm chapter 40, verses 1 through 8. For the music director, a psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cries. He lifted me out of the grave. He lifted me from that muddy place. He picked me up, put me on solid ground, and kept my feet from slipping. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see what he did and worship him. They will put their trust in the Lord. Great blessings belong to those who trust in the Lord. For those who do not turn to demons and false gods for help. Lord my God, you have done many amazing things. You have made great plans for us. No one is like you. I could talk on and on about them because there are too many to count. Lord, you made me understand this. You don't really want sacrifices and grain offerings. You did not ask for burnt offerings and sin offerings. So I said, here I am, ready to do what was written about me in the book. My God, I am happy to do whatever you want. I never stop thinking about your teachings. Thank you, everyone. That was day 91. Join us for day 92. Pull out your old Bible maps because we're going to trace the path of the Israelites from Egypt to the Promised Land. And God has a message for the Israelites as they approach the borders of Canaan. And in the book of Luke, Jesus feeds more than 5,000 people through a miracle of catering. And then Jesus confides in his closest followers that he will die very soon, that his death is upon him, and along with it, suffering. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.